Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the August 8th, 2018 episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me, friends. Thank you for gathering together as we connect energetically and spiritually to discuss the astrological energies of right now. It is a big time. It is a big week. We've been in it. This is not new information, but we are approaching this powerful new moon solar eclipse on August 11th, and it is at 18 degrees of Leo. Now, typically, we have two eclipses at a time, just two. So think of it as two sides of the coin, if you will. When we have three eclipses, what we're doing is we're moving through a story. We're moving through an energy, and it's that first eclipse that can rattle things up. It's the second eclipse that shows more, and it's the third eclipse that keeps you moving forward. And what we're doing at this time, in this time period of July and August 2018, is we're understanding that there are big cycles that are completing, which is what that blood moon lunar eclipse activated. And at the same time, there are new cycles beginning, which is what the new moon solar eclipse activates. And what I've been seeing with these energies is a bit like two wheels. And I'm looking at two big water wheels, you know, that are on the side of a mill. Two big water wheels where one is slowing down and the other one is just gaining momentum to start. So you have the cycles that are ending and the cycles that are beginning, and that's why these periods of time feel so big. Now, the cycles that are ending are quite big, and eclipses, they happen on a particular day, but the energies are bigger than one time period. In fact, energies carry force for typically a year or sometimes 3 years, sometimes more. It depends how long the eclipse was in the sky. And in this case, because we had some really big eclipses, we are ending big cycles, energetically ending them, and you've been feeling it. I've been talking with so many clients who are going through these endings in their life. At the same time, we are feeling the new start coming in the middle of August. So if this is where you're at and you're just feeling it, you see how some things are changing permanently, some things are ending. And this is also why we experience the grief, the loss, the big life changes. There's big things that are shifting for people. And I did a show last week about this letting go energy, which is a relevant topic anytime you come to it, anytime you arrive at that episode, because we are always letting go on some level of our beings. That's just how we are made. We are made to process energies, to process emotions, and we are also meant to start again, to start anew. If you want to listen to that episode, it was the July 30th episode where I talked about the deep letting goes and what that shows up as and how that can be a difficult time to move through. But, you know, there's always the new that comes in, and part of understanding our journeys is to keep moving through the emotions, the growth, the healing, and to trust that there's always something new that comes in. So this has been a time of perhaps feeling like a void, perhaps feeling like you don't know what's next, but you can feel it or you sense it. It can be a time of figuring things out, and that's definitely a big energy signature with so many planets now in retrograde. So I'm looking at the chart for right now, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets in retrograde at this time. And the latest is Uranus in Taurus, which is stationed retrograde on August 7th, August 8th, depending on where you're located on the map. And so that is the energy of slamming on the brakes and reevaluating what has come up, all the change, all the things that have been maybe disruptive or uncomfortable. Uranus is the energy of awakening. And that's because it shakes up the status quo. It shakes up maybe where we were too comfortable, where we were stagnant, where we need to keep evolving and growing. And so as this planet appears to station retrograde, we get that sense of energy within us that can feel amplified, can feel unsettled. You could feel it in your nervous system. You could feel it in your mind. You could feel it physically in your body. You could just feel it around you. You maybe can't quite pinpoint how you feel it, but you just sense the vibration of the change. And so this is a big thing when an outer planet stations to go retrograde, because it slows down and that vibration is felt for a longer period of time, especially all this week. Now, something important to understand is that planets never truly go retrograde. It is our illusion from here. It is an illusion from here on Earth. It's our perception. And so when we perceive that, what we're seeing is how, okay, this energy has been outside of me, so to speak, and the retrograde helps me gather it back in. It gathers and returns the energy into yourself. And I always feel it as a time of pulling back in your energy, calling your energy back to you, making sure that you are staying in a place of higher consciousness and higher mindfulness. And when there are seven planets retrograde, it can feel like a lot. And so we can feel like there's a lot going on for you internally. And if you take that and you apply it to nearly every person on the planet, you can see how we're all shifting in our own ways. We're all doing something within ourselves, and it is based on our own levels of consciousness and our own choices. But these energies of August are meant to support you in your higher alignment with yourself and who you truly are at the purest levels of your energy. And one thing I love about astrology, and perhaps you do too, that's why you listen, is that I believe it's such a useful tool. It's a useful guide. It shows us what is working within us as well as what is working around us. And astrology is something that has been studied for centuries and has been used for centuries. And it's increased in its use and employment throughout the years, throughout the decades. And to me, that actually I think is wonderful validation of how useful astrology is as a tool. And the more that we are awakening to how we're connected with energies bigger than ourselves, that we're connected to energies that we can't see, we can understand how to work with the timing, with the cycles, with the best of something. And that is something in our favor on this crazy ride that we call human life. So I find that astrology is one tool that really can help us with the sense of why we're here, what we're meant to do, and also how to further activate the energies in your astrological chart. Now, in my show on Monday, I talked about how if you were to print out everyone's astrological chart in the world and stack them all up together, stack up all those charts on top of each other, and then imagine those pieces of paper being transparent, and you flatten all those pieces of paper together, you would have the matrix. The energy points of all of us and what we are contributing energetically to the energy matrix of this planet. And so when your chart is fully activated, meaning you are aware of who you are, you understand yourself, and you are in your purpose, in your power, in the knowingness of you, then you are an active being. You are activated in what you're doing here, in your mission, in your work, in your sense of self. And I believe that's what most people want. And astrology can offer that. There are many rivers to the ocean. You know, there's many ways to understand the human game. But I think this is one way that astrology supports us. So we talk about the planets from the sense that you are given some good choices all the time that some might be uncomfortable, some might be very comfortable, all participating in the energetic creations of our lives and of the planet. So what can you do right now in August, in this week, to see where your power is within all these planets and all these energies? Because that's what we're activating here. This upcoming new moon solar eclipse is an activation at 18 degrees of Leo in your chart, and I feel it energetically as confidence downloads. Where you thought you had holes in your confidence or courage or taking the risk to be yourself. It is supportive of authenticity, of really going deeper into, well, who am I? What is this all about? What am I all about? What do I have to offer? And what am I here to share that allows me to be recognized for my energy and to be seen? Eclipses work with each of us differently. We have another eclipse in two more eclipses in January. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about those yet. We're not even done with these ones. But those eclipses are important because of how there will be an eclipse at 0 degrees of Leo in January. So that's important to know that it's on the horizon. And 0 degrees of Leo is the last Leo eclipse. So we've been moving through a process since last year of these energies activating in us more of who we are, more of the solar plexus, more of the strength, more of the fact that you are here for a reason. And what is that reason? What is your mission? What is your power? What is your strength? You've probably been asking these questions all your life. Well, now that information is coming in and coming through in a really strong way. So in addition to the solar eclipse on Saturday, we also are experiencing what's called the Lionsgate energy. It's the 8-8. It's when our Earth energies are in alignment with another planet called Sirius, and it's called the Lionsgate for what it brings into our planet and how it helps us ascend. It helps us awaken to more of where we are, of those Leo energies. And it is one of the ways that we connect with galactic energies. There's other times throughout the year that we do so. Later here in August, in fact, it will be in about 10 days, is when the Earth lines up with the Pleiadian stars, the Pleiades, known as the Seven Sisters. And that is a star cluster, a planet cluster with great wisdom and support. And if you are interested in learning more about Pleiadian energies, I strongly recommend the works of Barbara Marciniak or Christine Day, and that helps you understand the galactic energies that are supporting our awakening process and our evolution on this planet. So I know some of you are interested in more cosmic galactic things, and I strongly recommend those two lovely ladies. I first found Barbara Marciniak's books back in 2009, Bringers of the Dawn. She has at least 3 books out, perhaps more now. They're excellent. And if you start to read them and you vibrate with them, it's going to really feel like home. You're going to feel like it's home. So we have big galactic energies in August, and they support the Leo energies in your chart. We also have Venus just moved into Libra on August 6th, and this is one of her natural energies. She likes to be in Libra. She gets the sense of connection, socializing. She wants to look good. She wants to feel good about herself. She wants to have the right relationships. She goes out to dinner. She goes out to the movies. She just gets out. And so this is the energy of connecting with other people. And that's happening in a way right now that is important. Because after Venus has been in Virgo, we've been doing the work and we've been figuring things out and improving and making things better. And now we are needing to step into support from other people, cooperation. Venus in Libra looks for other people to join, to collaborate, and she also wants to offer that back. So it's great for partnerships, for dating, for socializing, for meeting people. And it's all about, of course, the feminine energy, which is Venus. And at this time, she's even making a lovely trine to Mars retrograde in Aquarius. And Mars is still moving backwards. He's right now at 0 degrees, and he'll move backwards until August 26th. So he's about to go into Capricorn, and he'll go to 28 degrees of Capricorn. But at this time, it's lovely relationship energy and connection energies, and it helps with knowing that you aren't doing it alone, that you have support. So stay open to those invitations or whatever may show up right now. Venus will be squaring Saturn, however, and that is going to be exact here on the, let's see, she reaches 3 degrees on Friday. So Friday the 10th, Venus squares Saturn, and that can show up as the money issues or tension. Any square aspect is tension, is discomfort. It can be in a relationship or a partnership as well, or it can even just be about how you feel about yourself and that sense of what you want in a relationship, what you want in a partnership. And Saturn always brings in those reality checks through a square, and it can feel heavy or challenging, but it's meant to help you just take a minute, give yourself patience, and understand that it's important to love yourself at times, like to just be your own best friend, and know that things will change and things will shift, especially as Venus moves away from Saturn. Now, we have a lot going on here with the energies of Leo, because the Sun is at 15 degrees and Mercury is retrograde at 16 degrees of Leo. So they're in a conjunction. And when this happens, when there is a conjunction between the Sun and Mercury, they share information. Mercury is bringing the Sun information because Mercury is the messenger. And I always think of Mercury, you know, he has different archetypes, but I think of him as the messenger during the Renaissance, you know, when there were men who had to get on their horse to ride to the next town to deliver a message, or they had to ride to the king to deliver a message, or they had to ride somewhere else. So that's the Mercury energy, as he gets on his horse, and now he's coming back to the king, which is Sun in Leo, or Queen, and saying, I've got something to tell you. I went ahead, I went out beyond where you've traveled so far, and I've been retrograde, and now I'm bringing this information back to you. I collected some knowledge. So this conjunction is actually going to be active on the 9th. It's actually active now, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And so you could hear new information, you could get new insights. If you overlooked something, if you didn't have the full story, if you needed more details, this is what happens when Mercury retrograde meets up with the Sun again, and the Sun shines the light on it. The Sun brings it out and really recognizes that information. So Mercury will keep moving backwards. He's going to go to 11 degrees of Leo until August 19th, then he'll station direct. So he's still got a good 10 days or so to go with Mercury retrograde. But I love Mercury retrograde, and it's always a great time to catch up on projects, to look at what you need to review. One thing I've been doing on my phone is looking at the apps I don't even use, or the apps that I haven't used in a long time, and I get rid of those. I also noticed that one of my apps was missing, so I had to download it again. So it's good for those little tasks. It's good for cleaning out your inbox, unsubscribing from something that you've never opened. We get a lot of retail emails these days, at least I do, from different stores, and I never open them. So I unsubscribe during Mercury retrograde. So look at the tasks that you can take care of to free up your daily life, to free up your time, or even the clutter of life that we just get accustomed to. Mercury retrograde is fantastic for that. And it's also Mars retrograde, which is when we have to, you know, slow down where we initiate, where we take action, where we go for what we want. It's really not a great time to do that. It's not a great time to put yourself out there. It's a review period of, okay, where am I going and what do I want? And the energy turns serious as Mars goes back into Capricorn. He will do that on Tuesday, August 14th. And when Mars goes back into Capricorn, I always see it as he goes back to his desk and he sits down and he gets very practical and realistic about what he's aiming for. What am I doing? What is the goal? What is the strategy? What am I building? These are all key Capricorn words. And he looks at what needs to go, what's excessive. He has to be decisive. He can't do everything. So he has to look at his commitments. So we're going back to a part of ourselves that need to get clearer about our commitments. And once we have that knowledge, and this could be your commitment to work, career, profession, a job. That's also been big right now because of the Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn energies. Mars comes back in and has you do a check-in with that area of your life. And you say, okay, this is what I want. And I want to commit to it and I want to go for it and I want there to be the rewards of it. I'm not just going to do it for nothing. Mars in Capricorn is realistic in that way. And then you go forth and you understand that there's more here to offer, to take out, to do as Mars goes back into Aquarius. And that's when he activates, okay, I feel like he activates new soul contracts, especially as he squares Uranus. So Mars retrograde, especially with that lunar eclipse energies of the 27th, July 27th, it was clearing out soul contracts with people. And that could be breakups, completions, things you're done with, a part of you that's done. All of that gets wrapped up into the endings energy. And then when he squares Uranus, it's really big. It's really significant. It can jolt your self-worth and your self-esteem. If it was something you were too attached to, if you were too comfortable, if you were too codependent, if you were too reliant on others outside of yourself, and you're meant to bring that energy within you. That's part of how the Mars squaring Uranus energy is showing up for us, is that we're understanding that you have what you need. And maybe you just were way too far out of bounds with other people or what your expectations were or what you were doing, and now you're bringing it back in. And so as Mars goes direct and he enters Aquarius again, which will happen in September, September 12th, it's like a reactivation of new soul tribe connections and soul contracts with the right people. And it could feel like fewer people even. I'm getting the image of a pyramid. And at the bottom of the pyramid, there's a lot of people. And then you move up the pyramid and there's fewer people, but they're better quality. They're the better tribe, so to speak. So that feels right. That feels like, okay, you're moving up. As you ascend, as you awaken to more of what is right for you right now, you're not distracted by excessive stuff. You're not even putting your energy into those connections that aren't really where you're going. Because Aquarius is where we're going. It's quantum leaping. It's ascension. It's moving forward. And when Mars is in Aquarius, Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. So there's an energy trail here that's quite strong about shaking up getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. And that's part of this reactivation energies. And that also pertains to the visual I had of this one water wheel slowing down and another one cranking up, because you're starting in the new energy of what you really want with the right people. And it'll happen. These things don't happen fast all the time. I mean, you can feel it happen fast within you, and then it takes longer in the physical for the connections to show up. But it is happening, and it will get even stronger. It'll even get stronger in 2020 and 2021, and that's only a year and a half away. It really is. I've been working with a lot of clients who have some, who are moving through some big transits that last until 2020. And for years, 2020 just felt like this far-off, distant time on the calendar. But now, it's all almost here. I mean, it's only a year and a half away, less than that. So there's things that we're moving through to set ourselves up for the next phase of awakening and ascension, and that'll be even stronger as we go into the 2020 decade. Right now is just a big time in the collective for things to shift and change. And again, that's not always comfortable. We don't always want that. But we are also gifted with the trusting. And that's big with Neptune in Pisces right now, because it dissolves and it creates surrender. It's almost like your human ego will get so exhausted trying to control or trying to force or trying to know. And so when you tap in to Neptune in Pisces, especially right now, retrograde, all you can do is surrender. And you just can feel the tension leave your body. And you can feel go out and just say, okay, I don't know. I'm comfortable not knowing. I hate not knowing. And yet that's the best place for me to be right now. And this is where we're doing some of our biggest work. And it is going to pay off, as it always does. But if you're going through a strong Neptune transit in your chart, then you're really feeling it. You're really feeling it because of how that energy removes your ego and removes your human will. For those of you who listened to my Monday show where I talked about healing energies and I talked about my own feelings of powerlessness and having to surrender, that is something you can see in your astrology chart of what the lesson is of surrendering, of trusting, of making sure that you are in spiritual alignment with yourself. And that episode, I really appreciate all of you and your emails. So many of you shared that you went through the same thing, that you are going through the same thing, that you've been through something similar. And what I believe so strongly for you, because I believe it for myself, is that we go through these things to gather up even more that we will use in the future. So you're gathering up even more energies that are in your confidence, your power, your sense of self, your sense of purpose. All of that is never taken away from you. That's an illusion. That's also something that Neptune and Pisces can do. It can bring in that illusion. But it's not true, because we don't ever lose what we truly are. That's not even possible. So thank you for your kind messages. And, of course, my sharing of this story of being stalked and assaulted and all these horrible things is to understand how when you're on a spiritual path, you have different resources you can use and different tools. And then it's really easy to get locked into the 3D paradigm of how to fight or how to use your ego or how to do battle. And what I hope to offer is that there's higher tools and higher resources that we have available when you really step into your spiritual mastery. So in your astrology chart, if you're wondering, well, how do I use more of my spiritual tools, Molly? What are my resources? Let me give you a few places to look. This is a little bit more intermediate and advanced information. But where you'd want to look, first of all, is your Jupiter, the sign and house of your Jupiter, because that is what you have an abundance of. That is where you have flow and where you manifest. That is an easy part of your energy to expand. You would look at your south node for the resources you came in with. The resources that you already have and the strengths of those resources and how to use those resources of that energy to support you. You would look at what's in your eighth house. If you have planets in your eighth house, that is where you have resources with others, shared resources. You would look at where Scorpio is in your chart. Scorpio is also where you share resources, and it can be very divine energy at its highest point. The lower energies of Scorpio are actually the power struggles, manipulation, control, betrayal. That can be the lower emotional energies of Scorpio, but the higher ones support your spiritual growth, because a highly evolved Scorpio can be an amazing energy, healing energy. I just said energy, healing energy. So those are some places to look in your chart for the resources that you came in with, energetic resources, support, tools, and what you need if you're moving through a hard time. And to know that sometimes it's all about digging in to those resources even more. The other thing I want to share with you that you've shared with me from Monday's show is that it's really important to continually honor yourself and your power. And one thing that I did while this person was plagiarizing me and stealing from me was I became more savvy and I didn't put things out there. So I decided to build up the boundaries and build up the fences, and I kept more stuff inside that isn't public. That's also why I didn't go on YouTube, because I thought, why would I go somewhere else to have my content stolen or replicated or repurposed? Why would I do that? So that's why I haven't been on YouTube until 2008, because it wasn't safe. I had to play it smart. And that's intuitive. That's your intuitive hits around, no, I can't do that, or no, I don't want to do that, or something is telling me not to go there. I have all this content from 2014 that I haven't even shared with you yet. And I'm so excited, because it's content to help your business development. It's content to help your spiritual growth. There's a lot, so much content, and it will come with time. I'm trusting that. But I played it smarter. And please know that that's what you do too. Play it smarter. Understand that that is also one of your resources. So when we own that part of ourselves, we do elevate it. Right now is key, my friend, for you to feel so strong in the confidence of who you are as a being on the planet, even when you still have big questions and big unknowns. Because when you start to activate, I'm here for a reason, I have a mission, I have gifts, I am loved, I am love, when you start to activate that in yourself, it powers you up spiritually, energetically, emotionally, in all ways. Your aura changes. And that's a big part of what August is about. It's about changing our auras, changing the vibrations that we embody and encompass when we receive the galactic energies, when we receive the understanding of the power of the sun. The new moon in Leo, every year we have a new moon in Leo, but this year it's special since it's a solar eclipse. It's almost like the sun and the moon are together, and it's almost like it amplifies the energy of the sun. I see it as this huge increase of the rays. We could feel solar flares, coronal mass ejections. You could feel more energy from the sun. Leo is the time of year in the Northern Hemisphere when we're out in the sun more, absorbing those rays, absorbing the heat of the sun. I was just at the zoo with my son, and that right there, I was using that time to absorb what I needed for confidence, for support, for soul mission. If you can go out and just absorb the sun with the intention of activating your DNA and your cellular energies, you'll feel it. And today, the 8-8 Lion Gate is powerful for that. It is an energy window that lasts. It's actually going to last longer this year because it's on 8-8 is when it's exact. And then we get a new activation on 8-11. And the solar eclipse new moon activation lasts until the full moon on August 26th. So we have this longer time period of activation energies. And please know that that is supporting you. The retrogrades, again, they bring up the questions because you're reshuffling and realigning. So alleviate that part of yourself that has to know. Instead, you're going into your solar plexus and your heart chakra. And it feels like that energy just grows and grows and grows, and you'll feel it too. I have an interesting little personal story for you here about the 8-8 Lionsgate, which is that 3 years ago, today is when I went into labor with my son. I only have one son. And it was not planned. His due date was a week later. And so he arrived. I was in labor during this 8-8-8 Lionsgate, and he was born on the 9th. But I realized that it was a new energy coming through, and it was so intense. As any woman can tell you, labor is something you never forget. But his arrival changed me. It changed my body. It changed me chemically. It changed me in a bigger way than I even realized. In fact, it wasn't until later that I realized that. And I'm sharing this because many of you have also, who are mothers, who have birthed children, you have brought in children of a higher vibration. And I've had conversations with other moms about this. Of course, it's not just on this day. It's throughout the year that kids come through with a higher vibration. And it changes you, the mother, physically. And that child wanted to come through you for your bloodline, for the DNA. And then they also brought in more. And the image that I got was of those Russian stacking dolls. You know how you open one of the dolls and there's another one inside. The nesting dolls. So that's the image, but it goes in reverse, meaning you are the smaller nesting doll and the child comes through and the child is the bigger nesting doll because they're the bigger energy. And so that's one of the experiences right now of children coming through, and they're often, they can be misdiagnosed. They can be thought of as having ADHD or being even on the autism scale. You know, often those are very high vibrating children on the autism scale. I mean, just wow. What blessings. I'm like getting teary-eyed. What blessings that we have high-vibrating children here. And so this is a time when more of these kids are coming through and they are more sensitive. My son hates loud noises. And other kids his age are the same. Like, they hate loud noises. I've talked with other moms about this. So these kids come through during these times. And they bring in energies that the planet needs, and they're different, and they need different school, and they need different learning, and they need different parenting. And in fact, one of the resources I want to share with you is a good friend of mine. Her name is Erica Elmitz, is an amazing guide for conscious parenting because she works with kids like this who are higher vibrating, who have different needs, and she helps give parents the tools they need because it's a totally different time. And if you're connected with the schools at all, if you understand what's happening and how kids are learning differently, you know, it's just you have a different relationship with children than your parents had with you. And it's just a big theme right now. And so I want to share that because it's important to know that we are, the ascension process and the awakening process happens through many different levels. And if you need support, Erica can be found at consciousparents.org. And she also is on YouTube, where she does a lot of work with twin flames as Crystal Rose Insights. I want to give you resources because, again, everyone is activating their mission work. And people are activating what they are here to do, and it's everybody helping everybody. It's all hands on deck. And if you need help with kids right now, if you need help bringing, understanding how to parent differently, please know that there are great resources available for you. And that's also a big energy theme of this time in August. The kids, you know, kids are different. You can say that for every generation, but spiritually different. They just have different needs. So I just had to share with you that my son came through during the 8-8 Lions Gate, and he is such a blessing, such a joy, very different, and so smart. I should stop because I don't mean to brag. I'm not trying to brag. It's more of a, it's more that I know he's different, and that creates a difference in you as a parent. And that's part of our mission work as well, is to raise different kids with different needs and how they need support here as the planet moves through some really big changes. So we have a lot in front of us that we're moving through here in August. And, wow, we have I can feel that some of you are asking, do we get a break? And I would tell you that there's going to be a big energy shift, like a softening, the end of August. So when the sun moves into Virgo, and we're going to have a Pisces full moon on August 26th, after that, the last week of August, it'll just be like, okay, I can relax a little bit. It feels like we'll be needing time to just put up our feet and just take a minute, take some time, because of everything that we're processing right now. It's moving through us really fast, and it's keeping us going, but it's really internal. The other image I had is that I felt there was a speeding up of the DNA, like the cellular level. The DNA is spinning faster. And that's also what I feel with these kids, by the way, the new kids that are coming in who have different skills and talents and different needs. I feel like their DNA spins a little faster. Okay, so that makes sense because of how it would then match the new vibration of the Earth, spinning a little faster, moving faster, vibrating faster. Things are speeding up to clear out the density. And the densities are within us. They're within all of our reincarnations, all of the past life energies, and that's what the Mars going across the south node was removing. And that will continue with Uranus squaring the south node and Mars going back over the south node. So again, this is why big stories are ending. Some people feel it more than others. So if this doesn't feel like your experience right now, the energies are so beautifully balanced that we don't all go through the same thing at the same exact time, but there are dominant energies. And so a lot of people are doing this work, but not everyone. And a lot of people are feeling this stuff, but not everyone. It's a bit like when you go to work or you go out into the world and you're just having a great day and someone else is having the worst day ever. Well, that's energetically balanced, right? You see how your happiness is balancing out their sadness? Or your love is balancing out their fear. So everything's always in balance. And then I'm getting the image that most of us who are awake and conscious and aware, we are doing a lot of this work fast, really fast, to balance out the density of people who are not awake and not conscious. And that is perfection too. That is in perfect order too. Thank you so much for joining me today's show. You can find out more about my offerings at ConsciousCoolChic.com, or I have a business website for healers, authors, spiritual experts, teachers, MollyMcCord.online, which is where I give you more to support your business development and what you need to get your messages out there, to help more people, to be in your mission work, and to activate your astrology chart, to activate your divine blueprint, because that's truly the best gift you can give yourself and give the world. And I'm personally so honored and grateful that I can connect with so many of you through sessions, and I'm just grateful that you're here at this time. So thank you, my friends. I'll be back on Monday with another healing episode for you. Thank you for joining me then. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful new moon solar eclipse. And I hope you feel it in yourself in a loving way. I'll see you soon. Thank you.